Chapter 12. The Last Journey.
Soon we began to miss our home. In 1617, after many months in England, we decided to return to America. Before the journey, we went shopping and bought tools, clothes, jewelry, and presents. We said goodbye to our friends in London and boarded the ship for the long journey home. But after one day, my head hurt. I was very hot, and there were red spots on my skin. I had smallpox. The ship's captain was worried.
"I'm sorry, but you must leave the ship. Smallpox is contagious."
Fortunately, we were still on the River Thames. The ship stopped for us next to the small town of Gravesend. We are in this town now. My husband John is caring for me these days. He is very kind, but I'm afraid there is no hope for me now. I'm only 22 years old, but I'm going to die soon. It's very sad. I don't want to die. My son Thomas is little, and he still needs his mother. I hope he grows up to be a strong, prosperous man. He must survive in the white man's world. And I hope he learns about his Native American ancestors, too. Apart from my son, what else will I leave after my death? Will anybody remember me or my story? Who knows?